Hey, kids, we're going to do something different this morning. You all go sit over there. Quickly, quickly. Today, I want you to sit here because you're sitting here in front of something that's very important. And you can sit in the Sophia, you can sit in the second pew, that's fine. Evan and Oakley, find a seat. Or you can stand up here with me, it doesn't matter. I want you all to sit here because I want you to sit in front of the font, and I want moms and dads and everyone else to see this. For today, we celebrate and we remember the baptism of our Lord Jesus. A lot of people misunderstand why Jesus was baptized. Do you know why he was baptized? Any of you know why? To wash. Well, Jesus was sin. Jesus had no sins because Jesus was a perfect man. So therefore, since Jesus had no sins, there had to be a reason for his baptism. Owen? Well, he was baptized so that we can have eternal life, because without the baptism of Jesus, Jesus would have been missing something that was very valuable for you and for all of them looking at you and looking at me. For you know that as Jesus walked into the water and as John took water and poured it onto him, John wasn't only pouring water onto Jesus, he was pouring your sin and all of your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world onto one man. And that man's name is?
Jesus.
Can't quite hear you.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. For he is the worthy one. As John said, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And so therefore, that's why we have the crucifix up here above the baptismal font. For this is the proper place to have this. For when Jesus took your sins and my sins and all of their sins, and they were poured onto him at his baptism, Jesus kept those sins, and he kept them all the way to the cross. He bore those sins all the way to the cross. So you see, therefore, when Jesus was baptized, he took your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world, and he carried them for 3.5 years. And he endured all the anger and the hatred and all the silly questions and the Pharisees and all of Satan's lies and the temptations of Satan himself. Jesus bore all of that, and he bore it to the cross. So therefore, as we heard in our epistle lesson, when you were baptized here at this font, you passed through the water. And as you passed through the water, water was poured on you, and you were cleansed of your sins. And therefore, you were given a new name. And what was the name that was given to you? Son of God or daughter of God. Another way that we can say it, Cale, is that you became a Christian. You were given the name of Jesus. For that's what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. So how can a person who's been baptized, how can they not be here at church? How can they not hear about what Jesus has done for them? How can they not hear that he has died for them? Because they have no faith. Because here is where you were given faith. And as you come to church, your faith is always being strengthened. Your faith is always being renewed. Here we're in a new year. But because of what Jesus has done for you at baptism and also at the cross, you're being renewed all the time. You have a new beginning each and every Sunday or each and every time that you pray and you say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And I believe because I am your baptized child, my sins are forgiven. He does this work. And here, when you were baptized, this is the work of God. It's not your work. It's not even my work. Yes, you hear my words, you hear my voice, but it's actually God who's speaking. For here he's done this great work for you and for all of you and for me, and it culminated right here. So that's why this is important that we have this in the church. In many churches, you don't see a font. And in many churches today, you don't even see a cross. May God have mercy on them, for they need his mercy. For they have taken out of the church the very thing that they need to see and to hear about, baptism and crucifixion. My dear friends, remember the importance of your baptism. Always remember that you're a baptized child of God, and that because you are baptized, yes, you just sung it, Jesus loves you. And he loves you so much that he took your sin here at baptism, and he took your sin all the way to the cross. So let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being baptized for us. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross for us. For here, O Lord, in baptism and in crucifixion, you, O Lord, have saved us. For therefore, O Lord, we believe that you are the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And all the children said,